Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Mornings on the Mall. In for Marin Vince, it's Dan Mandis right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I want to welcome on in Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation, also the Boston Herald. Peter, always appreciate you being with us, and certainly on this Labor Day, a lot of folks thinking about North Korea and their test of what is being called an incredibly dangerous bomb. What exactly is this hydrogen bomb? They're saying that it could wipe out many major American cities, 13 times more powerful than Hiroshima.
Yeah, this is North Korea, Dan, actually last year claimed that they had exploded a thermonuclear bomb. And a thermonuclear bomb is basically a combination of a fission bomb and then a fusion bomb. The fission, which splits the atom, creates a reaction which combines hydrogen isotopes to create this tremendous, tremendously powerful explosion. So they're talking about, when they talk about a hydrogen bomb or a thermonuclear bomb, these are often 10 times, 100 times more explosive or more powerful than a standard atomic bomb. So this is significant. Everybody seems to think this is the case based on the seismic data that we've seen. I understand it was felt as far away as Norway. They don't believe it was, they believe it's man-made, not natural, sort of seismic activity. So it's possible that North Korea is one step to putting this massive bomb on the top of a ballistic missile.
Now, was this a surprise? I mean, how much of a escalation is this? I mean, Peter, you and I talk about this all the time, and WMAL, of course, reports on this. How much of an escalation is this from previous tests, and have we seen this particular escalation coming?
We've known this is coming for a long time. I mean, North Korea could have stopped with the atomic bomb, but they likely, because these large bombs are, you know, city busters, they would likely move in this direction and have the option to do it. They are saying that they're, and I'm not sure if this is the case, not being a nuclear physicist, but they're saying that they have the option of determining the explosive power of these weapons. But it is something we've known has been coming for a while. That, like I said, last January they claimed it in one of their tests. A lot of people were skeptical of it that time. But today they're much less skeptical. But we knew North Korea, I mean, I feel like it's committed to its nuclear weapons program and as well as its long-range ballistic missile program.
You know, one of the interesting things about all this is it seems like Kim Jong-un is sending a message not only to President Trump but also to China, because we know that China supported the sanctions from the U.N. that basically affected a third of their economy there in North Korea. So it seems like North Korea continues to send the message that China does not control him or North Korea, and that he's not afraid of President Trump. And it also seems like with this latest test, North Korea is also telling President Trump, if you think China controls me, they don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of messages. And interestingly, right now, President Xi of China is holding a huge summit in China. It's the BRICS, which is the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Very important meeting for him internationally. He's also, mid-October, will be hosting the National Party Congress of the Chinese Communist Party, where he'll probably be given another five-year term in office. So this is not the sort of thing that President Xi would like to see. It's a bit humiliating. It's a bit embarrassing. You're right. I think there is a message to China. There's certainly a message towards us, South Korea, Japan. A bomb like this could obliterate Seoul, which is a city of 10 to 20 million people. They're saying, yeah, we're not going to take direction from anybody, including our largest benefactor, which is China.
All right, so I guess then the obvious question has to be, where do we go from here? What are the options? We know that a military strike, even if it's surgical in nature, is going to be met with some serious ramifications from the side of North Korea. Economic sanctions don't seem to be working, so what are the options? I mean, they're all messy.
Yeah, there's lots of options. No easy answers, obviously. I mean, we're basically in a Cold War situation with North Korea, and that means managing risk, just like during the days of the Soviet Union. In my mind, the simple way of looking at threat is that it's capabilities plus intent. I think we kind of have a pretty good sense of North Korea's capabilities, and I'm not sure, Dan, at this point, that they can actually miniaturize a thermonuclear weapon and put it on top of an intercontinental ballistic missile and send it thousands of miles across the world and have it explode. There are a lot of challenges in warhead development. These warheads have to withstand tremendous pressures and heats and vibrations and G-forces as they travel intercontinentally. They also, a lot of these warheads on final and their terminal phase are going 15,000 miles per hour. So that's another significant challenge. We don't know about the accuracy of their missiles at this point. So the other part of it is intent. What is their intent? Is their intent to attack the United States? Is their intent to deter attack by the United States to change the regime in North Korea? And that's something we're all going to be trying to figure it out. We certainly can make it much more painful for North Korea in terms of economically. But I think we're basically in a situation here where we have to have, strong conventional deterrence, and that means with our allies in Asia, especially South Korea. We have to have an overwhelming nuclear response so that North Korea understands that if they were to attack the United States, that it would result in the annihilation of the regime, the end of the regime. And it's important to think about that because North Korea, authoritarian leaders, one of the most important things to them is regime survival. Do they really want to risk regime survival? And we certainly have much more military capability than they do. The UN Security Council is going to have another emergency session. We'll see if they'll be able to get some more sanctions out of them. But there are ways of going after North Korea, secondary sanctions, not only going against their people who bank with North Korea, but also anybody who does business with North Korea. And I think the administration is talking about that. If you do business with North Korea, you're not going to do business with the United States. So we can make it much more painful for them to prevent their arsenal from to hinder their arsenal from moving forward and the threat moving forward against the United States and our friends and allies.
And Peter, very, very quickly, one quote from President Trump. South Korea is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. Has the South Koreans, I know they have a new president in there, and I know that this was an issue a while back. Very quickly, though, has there been talk of appeasement on the South Korean side?
Well, the new president, President Moon, was different from his predecessor, who was ejected or impeached, essentially, over corruption charges. And she was much more hardline towards North Korea, so I think that was part of the political campaign. But I've seen that, South Korea has been pretty tough in moving ahead with things like the deployment of THAAD, U.S. missile defenses, building its own missile. So I'm not quite sure what spurred the president to say that, but that relationship with South Korea is critically important to deterring North Korea from taking any sort of military action in East Asia.
Thank you very much. Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation and the Boston Herald, you have a great afternoon and a great Labor Day weekend.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.